This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. officials spoke at length on Sunday talk shows today about the country's response to the coronavirus outbreak. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told ABC's This Week that despite criticism over the president's handling of the crisis, the stock markets have withstood the impact of the outbreak.
The stock market reacted very positively to the bipartisan bill, to also the fact that we're ramping up testing dramatically, and the fact that we have all these big companies coming in and helping us in a public-private partnership, I think everybody reacted very well to.
He's referring to a bipartisan bill passed Friday about helping the nation cope with coronavirus. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker told NBC's Meet the Press he's critical of the long lines U.S. citizens are experiencing at airports and said he expects the crush to worsen as travelers flood back from Europe.
It's going to be even worse. There are a larger number of flights with more people coming, and they seem completely unprepared.
More than 3,000 people in the United States are now believed to have the coronavirus. But there was some encouraging news. In an interview with ABC's This Week, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci said we can already see the tide turning in China and South Korea.
With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. There were, just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was. Korea is starting to flatten and maybe come down a little.
French voters went to the polls Sunday to cast their votes in municipal elections despite the threat of coronavirus there. President Emmanuel Macron has insisted that the democratic continuity of the nation would be in jeopardy if the vote were delayed. Thousands of mayors and municipal councils will be elected in two-round polls. From Washington, this is VOA News. Lagos, Nigeria was rocked by a huge explosion on Sunday. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
Nigeria's emergency services say an explosion on Sunday killed at least 15 people and destroyed about 50 buildings after a fire broke out in a suburb of Lagos. This man witnessed the explosion.
Some houses collapsed, even the roofs everywhere collapsed. And some people died, even the school here, people died. Yes, people died.
Several people were injured and taken to a hospital. The exact cause of the explosion is not yet known. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is proposing an emergency government to tackle the coronavirus crisis. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday proposed a six-month emergency government to tackle coronavirus, just as the epidemic delayed his corruption trial by 2 months. But Israel's justice minister said the trial would now begin on May 24th due to developments related to the spread of coronavirus. Also this week, Israel's president was poised to pick a candidate to try and form a governing coalition. That's after Israel's third election in a year, on March the 2nd, proved once again to be inconclusive, with neither Netanyahu's right-wing Likud or his main rival Benny Gantz's Blue and White securing enough seats for an outright majority. On Sunday, Netanyahu made an offer to Gantz via Twitter to form a national emergency government. Gantz signalled he was open to a unity government, but cast doubts on Netanyahu's true intentions.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Oil giant Saudi Aramco said Sunday its profits have dropped by 20% in 2019 to $88.2 billion. It's a sharp decline coming as the kingdom stands ready to flood an already weakened global energy market amid the new coronavirus pandemic. Tommy McNeil has more.
The announcement by the firm, formerly known as the Saudi Arabian Oil Company, did not address the kingdom's plans to crank up production to record levels after a meeting earlier this month between OPEC and Russia failed to see nations agree to a production cut. That led to a 25% plunge in the price of crude, the sharpest decline since the 1991 Gulf War, and fears of a price war further dragging down the market. International benchmark Brent crude traded over $33 a barrel Sunday, with analysts worried the price could further drop. In its results, Aramco blamed lower crude oil prices and declining margins for its chemical sales for lowering profits. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russia and Turkey cut short their first joint patrol in Syria's Idlib province Sunday after rebels and civilians opposed to the ceasefire agreement cut off a main roadway to block the path. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.